Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Partly sunny. 38 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours.
Mostly sunny.
46 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours.
Sunny.
53 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours.
Sunny.
57 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours.
Sunny.
59 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Sunny.
60 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Sunny.
64 degrees. Thank you. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Partly sunny. 65 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Partly sunny.
64 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Partly sunny.
65 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
66 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours.
Sunny.
66 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours.
Sunny.
65 degrees.
QST. Good evening. This is Whiskey Alpha 4 Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I'll be the net control for tonight's University of Michigan Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net on the WAQM repeater and Echolink. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. All licensed amateurs, you do not have to be affiliated with the University of Michigan to participate. All licensed amateurs are welcome and encouraged. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, and just have fun. Break for time. UM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and Echolink. I am told that in my absence, a whole new system was installed, and so things are working much better. So I think with that, I should go away more often, and things will get much better. So I'll take check-ins in the following order: first, short-time mobile and portable stations, then Echolink stations, and finally, all other stations. New hams are especially welcome. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now.
This is November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, day pedestrian mobile.
November 8th, SBE, the frequencies are yours.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. We're just out for the neighborhood walk, and yes, the repeater sounds 1,000% better. Though I do note that you tend to not speak up very much on your end, so your audio always is a bit low, one way or the other. I'm also carrying a mesh casting node around with me, which I picked up at the Dayton Hamvention, and sussing out what other nodes I could hit on around here. Among other things, one that's called a WOTO test node that I guess is going to be put on Wolverine Tower at some point, and a couple of other nodes around in this area here. Every once in a while, Stephen has gotten out as far as Steve Gladden's set up over at Michigan Broadband. So back to that.
Thanks for the update on your mesh experiments, and sorry my audio is low, but not much I can do about it. I'll try a different rig later. Anyway, do we have any other short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now. Echolink stations, please call now.
WD0BCF, Larry in Houston.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Whiskey Victor, Mike and Celine.
WD0BCF, Larry. And KE8PWB, Mike. Any other Echolink stations, please call now. Nothing heard? Any and all stations. Anyone interested in checking in, please call Net Control now.
Yes, it is. This is that.
Charlie Tango Oscar, gone.
Kilo Echo 8, Bravo Zulu Juliet, this is Mo.
So far I have WSAU, ACATO, KE8BZJ. Do we have any other stations wishing to check in? Please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard, so on this Memorial Day weekend, let's start at the top with Echolink. First up is WD0BCF. Larry, good evening and welcome to the net.
Continuing to do a lot of whistling and enjoying every minute of it. And I hope everyone has a nice holiday. Back to you, Pat.
Larry, I hope you have a cool weekend and a great holiday in Houston. Next up is KE8PWV. Mike, how are you this evening?
Doing very well, Pat, and I trust everyone that's on the net is doing well as well. The last weekend I got down to the Dayton Hamfest. Good first time experience. I should have probably spent Friday and Sunday there as well, but took the bus from the Aero Club. That was very nice getting down and back. Ended up with a couple little acquisitions, including a new Turner, but I won't go through all the little knickknacks that I got. Not much else to report. Happy to hear that you're back, Pat, and yes, the repeater sounds very good. Thank you to, I know it's PUT, but I can't remember the prefix, but thank you very much, sir. KE8PWV, back to net control.
Mike, thanks for the report, and also my thanks to W2PUT, Dan, and everybody who helped get the new repeater in and working, and it certainly sounds great. So I'll just pass it back to you. Was there anything new at Dayton, anything new that was released that particularly grabbed your fancy? Back to KE8PWV.
I didn't really spend enough time to say that I found anything, quote, new. Nope, nothing I can report, but thank you very much, KE8PWV.
Thanks for trying. Next up is WSAU, Matt, followed by ACATO, Don. Matt, good evening. Two nights in a row.
Glad to hear you back still, Matt. Let's see, I turned over my garden yesterday and did a little bit more yard work today, and now something in my upper back is very much unhappy. Something's very sore in there, but sure I'll survive. Let's see, I don't think your audio is particularly quieter than anyone else's. Maybe your voice is a little bit softer, but it seems like it's about the same level as everyone else. What I do like is this Kenwood, new Kenwood HD I have has receive EQ on it, so I've got the received EQ set so that it's boosting up the audio, the level and the part of the spectrum that's important for tech intelligibility and cutting down everything above and below that. So that helps a lot with this HD, hearing stations with a little bit of noise on this HD. What I don't like about it is that its battery life seems to only be good for maybe an hour or two of nets, especially if I'm running one of them, and then it seems to need to be charged like after working like the Saturday and Sunday night nets. Anyhow, thanks for having that. Somebody to get you back to that.
Matt, thanks for the audio report. It does seem, and it depends, it's pretty critical on where my mouth is with respect to the front of this Anytone machine. The good news on the Anytone is that the battery life is very, very long. So I'm sorry to hear about the Kenwood being so, battery life being so short. Anyway, next up is ACATO Don, followed by KE8BZJ. Don, any news from North Campus?
Thanks, Pat. ACATO Don here. Not too much new, really. Trying to think what's going on. I mean, the club's kind of in its summer quieter time these days, so not a whole lot. I've been following the Meshcastic stuff. I'm interested. I played a couple of years ago with, like, the bare low-level Laura Wham stuff, so I'll be interested to see how that goes. I did make it down to Texas. Didn't get quite as far as Larry. Did not make it to Houston. I was in Fort Worth for my niece's wedding. So that was fun. The weather was a little rough getting down there, but we made it. And it was a beautiful day for the wedding and all. And I was a little too tired after coming back to try to fit in Hamvention also this year. But had some fun anyhow. It's about it for me, ACTO.
Hey. Don, thanks for the report on your travels to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Yeah, we were in Europe. We had beautiful weather in Europe, 60s and 70s every day. No rain. Well, the first 2 days in Switzerland, it rained. And the rest of the time in Germany and on the Rhine and in Rome, it was just beautiful weather. We come back here last Tuesday. It's rainy and chilly and everything, and we're just wondering what's going on. So we're glad to see that the weather has changed today. Finally, on this first round through, we have KE8BZJ. Last but not least, Mo, what do you have for us tonight?
Thank you much, Pat. This is KE8BZJ. Not much for the net this week. Just want to wish everybody happy Memorial Day, and I'll pass it back to you, sir.
Hey, Mo. Do we have any new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks? Please call Net Control WA4DSR now. And you, our sole new check-in. Dan, how are you this evening? Any great stories for us?
WA4DSR the Net, KB6NU. Well, I also went to Dayton and enjoyed it immensely. I actually spent a fair amount of time there. I drove down Wednesday and came back Saturday. The two big new product announcements at Dayton were the FT, I may be screwing up this model number, but it's the Yaesu FT1F or FT1X. It's a replacement for the FT818. So it's a portable radio meant to compete with the IC705. And it's expensive, and if you certainly more expensive than something like the QMX or something that's much smaller and also made for portable use. But it does compete with the IC705. The other one was a very interesting, kind of an interesting product. It's called the Aurora, and it's put out by Flex. It incorporates a 500 watt transmitter that uses polar modulation on single sideband. And don't ask me what polar modulation is. It's a different way of generating single sideband break protection. The kind of the amusing thing about this is that Hans Sommer, who is the head of QRP Labs, happened to implement single sideband on the QMX radio using a similar technique, polar modulation. And I had a laugh over this because the QMX still costs about $100, while the Aurora cost $6,200. So quite a difference there for the two radios. Anyway, that's about it. There are some other smaller new products, but not too much to mention. Anyway, back to you. This is KV6NU.
That's very interesting. Thank you for the new product report. I also have no idea what polar modulation is, but I suspect we will learn about it quickly. And I have an FT818, so it'll be interesting to see what the FT1 does. I'm sure it's much superior to the FT818 if it's designed to go against the ICOM rake. And 6200, well, that's a little bit out of my price range these days. Anyway, thank you for the report, and thank you for checking in. So let me issue one final call. Do we have any new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks, please call WA4DSR Net Control now. Nothing heard. So with that, we'll close the net out. First, with a tremendous note of thanks to W2PUT, probably John KB8OIS, and all the others that helped get a new repeater in. The audio sounds great, both Echolink and on RF. And thank you very, very much. We cannot thank you enough. And we look forward to hearing you on the net soon. So anyway, tonight we had 7 check-ins, plus myself, for a total of 8. Not bad for a quiet start of summer weekend here in Ann Arbor. We wish everybody has a great week. Happy Memorial Day. Remember the sacrifices. And we'll look forward to hearing from everybody. Same time, same frequency next week. Cheers, everyone. WA4DSR clear.
Good evening. 21 hours. Sunny, sunny. 62 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear, clear. 55 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly, mostly clear, clear. 53 degrees.